The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people.
9:10, Wednesday morning. Happy hump day. It's the 7th of May with the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, and there's two cups of coffee this morning in the studio.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
That maintains my 100% record for people laughing at that music.
Oh, well done.
So, yes, I'm still on form, good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
From Essex Air Ambulance. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent,
yes, haven't got a coffee, though. I drink hot water. So,
you drink hot water? Is that a choice for trying to cut down on the caffeine?
Yes. I get a bit hyperactive with the caffeine. Ooh.
Would you say that's your fix for...
Yeah, I have one in the morning and then that's enough. I have it after a certain time, then I'm awake all night.
Okay.
Yep.
After 10 o'clock in the morning, it keeps you up all day.
Yeah,
One cup for all you need.
Yeah, basically, which is quite good.
I'm glad that's not like me, because that's my third. Third for the day.
You have to wean yourself off it.
Yeah, I know.
The thing is,
I don't find myself reliant on it. I just find it nice to drink. It's just a nice way to drink.
It's lovely. I love the smell of coffee.
Yeah, it is a bit of a pick-me-up. I'd say of a morning, it's probably it's second best to bacon sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, coffee and a bacon sandwich and you're in.
Yeah, and I found out last week, because we were doing baby cravings on the show last week on Friday, because it was National Baby Day.
Right.
I phoned my mum on air and said, what did she crave when she was pregnant with me? Nothing, apparently, but she couldn't stand the smell of bacon and coffee when she was pregnant. How evil am I? I wasn't even born and I was already putting my mum off bacon and coffee.
Mean.
I'm a mean child. Anyway, we've not come to talk about coffee and baby cravings and such this morning. We, of course, have got together to talk about Base to Base, which is a challenge that you're putting out to everyone, and I'm one to accept a challenge here. So,
oh, good.
And I think you'll find many listeners are also very much up for a little bit of a challenge.
Oh, good, that's what I like to hear.
We dare you to give it a go.
Definitely.
So Essex Air Ambulance, we'll sort of let's find out a little bit about them, because I think we all know they exist, their ambulance services. But I don't think sometimes we realise how important they are.
Yes, very, very important. You know, there's probably plenty of people around the Essex area that could say that their lives have maybe been saved by the Essex Air Ambulance, because it's getting out to people when they're in critical situations fast, and getting basically what you'd get in the accident and emergency department, the hospital, out to the side of the road. You've got a doctor, you've got a critical care paramedic, and they're given the treatment that you need at the scene. The things they can do are amazing. Like, if they need to do open heart surgery inside the road, they can actually do that.
You're joking me.
No, seriously, they can. If they need to, they can do it. It's possible. And they can do all kinds of things. It's just...
That's incredible.
The people we work with feel very privileged, actually. It's amazing.
It's kind of taking the entire facility of a hospital and putting it in a helicopter, then.
Yeah, well, not the entire, but yeah, I mean, it's
pretty
much...
You can't perform on an MRI scan or anything like that.
Not quite.
But I imagine you could do... The point is, you're saying, is that you can do all the critical things that need to happen there and then.
To stabilise. Patients, if
people,
they possibly can,
and then to get them to the hospital.
Yeah, and then take them to the place that can give them the best possible care. So, a specialist centre of excellence, whether that be for trauma or for a brain injury or a heart, you know, they can take them straight to the best place for that care. So,
no travel jams to worry about with a helicopter, is there?
No, that's very true.
it's one of the advantages of it, I guess, and that's why it's every time it's used, it is so important. It has such an impact because, you know, as much as I think, you know, we're all very, very savvy on the road about, you know, if a police vehicle or a fire engine or an ambulance needs to get by, we get out of the way as quick as we can, because we'd like to think other people do it for us if it was ever us. But there's that advantage of it, just sort of straight line of sight. It's get there as fast as possible, no hold-ups, and get the care that's needed.
Yeah, and it's that bit's the key bit, getting them there to the patient ASAP.
Yeah.
And then once the patient's stabilised, deciding the best place to take them. So
best course of action from that point onwards. I can't imagine that this sort of thing's cheap.
No.
On a sort of yearly basis or even on a daily basis.
No.
So what sort of money are we talking about to have an effective air ambulance service for the county?
Yeah.
give or take, what a year do you need to run it?
So 5.3 million a year. It's 440.
I've got a fiver to start you off.
Every penny counts. So it's £440,000 a month to run. We've got the Essex Air Ambulance and the Hearts Air Ambulance, which are part of the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Trust.
Okay.
So it runs those 5 days a week and then one of them across the weekend to cover both counties. So, yeah, that's for all operational and running costs for the charity.
So actually have the helicopter sort of functional and ready to go at any point in time.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's quite a huge amount of money.
Yeah, that's quite a large amount of money. And I'm guessing you probably get some of that from funding or
We don't receive any direct funding from the government or the National Lottery. The NHS pays for the paramedics' wages, but we pay for all their extra training equipment that they need. So it's a lot of it is all of it pretty much is paid for by the local community. So that might be businesses or organisations
and
people
donations
play our Flight for Life lottery and then do things like this challenge base to base. So
this is really important to you guys because it helps you to do what you need to do, and let's fingers crossed hope that it sits there and does nothing all week.
Yeah.
You know, in theory, it'd be nice to think that the ambulance didn't have to do anything, the air ambulance didn't have to go anywhere, but that's not the perfect world, is it? It doesn't work like that. So you need these events to raise as much money as possible, and this one is a little different from anything else I've heard or seen of.
Yeah,
I was mentioning about the obstacle course. I'm going to go and do it later on for the weekend, but this is 3 days.
Yeah,
it's a 3 day walk.
It's a 3 day walking
not
challenge.
Stressful. It's a bit of a challenge, but it's not.
It's quite hardcore. Like the first day you'll walk 18 miles, the second day is 17, and then the final day is 14 miles. So it is quite tough. But the reason we decided to do it is because people were saying, you know, it'd be nice to see a bit more about what it is that you guys actually doing, your resources, your air bases. So we're going from the North Weald Air Base, which is where the Hearts Air Ambulance is based, to the Earls Conn Air Base, which is where the Essex Air Ambulance is based, and taking in some of the beautiful stretches of the Essex Way as we go. So we go through like Pleshey, Cannons Green, Whitney Green, Willingale, Lions
Hall. Which even sound nice as sound, just the names. Just even the names sound nice.
So pretty sounding, aren't they?
They are.
Good Easter, places like that. And then working our way across, it's all quite nice and undulating. It'll be really beautiful.
What a great word for a Wednesday.
I know.
Undulating
is good.
Well, there you go, word of the day, right there.
There
like that.
Happy undulating day.
Yeah, why not? Scrap School Nurse Day, although we're much appreciating for them.
Yeah, so it's a really beautiful route, and it is an unusual challenge because normally with these kind of locally based challenges, you only get to do like a day, or it might be a 5K run, or to actually have like a 3 day challenge. It's almost building up to the kind of challenges that we do abroad. And actually, in this case, like I did Nepal in November, and that was 34 miles across 5 days, whereas this is 49 miles in 3 days. So it really is.
So it's a bit of a push.
A bit more of a challenge. Maybe, I mean, Nepal was lots of uphills, as you can imagine. It wasn't the Himalayas, so kind of equivalent. But, you know, it's kind of preparing you for if you're thinking, well, maybe I could do a challenge abroad at some point, you know, something a little bit more. It kind of gets you in the right sort of mindset and
gives you an idea
you
of your fitness as well.
Yeah, if you've eaten too many Easter eggs, you know, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then it's a great thing to do. And it's always really nice. It's a real sense of community with the people that you're with. There'll be around 25 people doing the actual challenge. So you get to know some people. It's just, I can't explain when you go on one of these challenges.
It's a different experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a different experience that you probably won't get anywhere else, really.
And you get that bond with people that you will only ever have with those people because they were on that trip with you. So hopefully we're going to have various members of the crew coming along the day to chat to, maybe our CEO. There's going to be a few all sorts of surprises and things on the way. So
Some surprises.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Going to be quite a unique
Can't get you to tell me any of the surprises.
Well, no, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
I tried. So that's the challenge, the base-to-base challenge. Mm-hmm. What's the best place to get information from? Website, Twitter, Facebook?
If you head on to essexairambulance.uk.com and look for base-to-base challenge under events, charity events, then you can find out all the information there. You can just
sign up
through,
online.
Sign up online, dead easy. Or if you want to just call into the office to find out a bit more about it, that's fine as well. The contact details are on the website. So
cool. essexairambulance.uk. uk.com.
Yeah, or if you just type it in 2030,
Google it.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
I was trying to be diplomatic there.
You can be diplomatic, but let's be honest, no one bings it, do they? And who asks Jeeves anymore? Jeeves doesn't get asked anymore. He's sat there going, someone ask me a question, please. How many holes are there in a tennis net, Jeeves? I don't know.
Oh, I feel sorry for Jeeves now.
Yeah, I might go and ask you some questions in a bit. How much then? Just give people an idea roughly of money you would like them to raise.
Yeah, so it's 125 registration, and then it's 650 minimum sponsorship target. So that's actually quite achievable.
Yeah, we've all got 65 friends. That's 10 quid each, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 quid each.
Easy peasy.
If we manage to get the right amount of people, we'll raise £10,000 from this challenge. So that's effectively four people's lives, because each average mission, £2,500. So that could be potentially four people's lives that have been saved by the people doing this challenge.
It's four trips sorted straight away, you know, straight off the bat, and that's a massive thing. That's, as you say, that's four people's lives that, you know, you can make a difference on.
Not just their lives, their families and all the community surrounding them, that you really, when you get to know our patients, you sort of see that ripple effect, if you like,
absolutely.
And the hugest of it. So
it's not just one person's life, is it? It is about everyone that they're connected to as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that can change a lot, a lot of people. So yeah, for what, a couple of days out in the fields and
bit of fundraising beforehand. Go on, you know you want to.
You love it. You love it, don't you? That's amazing. So all the details on s6airambulance.uk.com.
Yeah.
If you want to give them a call, the phone number's on the website as well. Mm-hmm. Base-to-base challenge. It's the 18th of July, which is a Friday, so book the day off work or go sick. if you've used all your holiday up, then you can ask me and I'll write you an excuse. And it runs through to
so naughty.
It's part of the service we like to provide. It's part of the service.
Fair enough.
So the 18th, which is the Friday of the July, through to the 20th.
Yeah, which is the Sunday.
It starts at North Weald.
Yeah.
Now, roughly what sort of time we're looking at starting?
I'm not too sure, actually. I imagine it'd be probably be around 8 o'clock in the morning.
We're trying to get an early start to get a few miles under the belt before lunch.
Normally that's the tactic, is get most of the miles under the belt before lunch and then have a lesser bit. No pub.
Oh.
Sorry to disappoint.
Oh, okay.
It's really worthwhile doing, I think.
It's a fantastic cause. And I wish you all the luck in the world. So I hope you raise all the money you want and more. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing little scenic journey and route. Are you doing it?
My colleague Zabby is going to be doing
it. Hang on, what are you not doing it for?
Well, it's actually my birthday weekend, so I'd already organised before to go see a friend.
Oh, go and see a friend.
In the Hague.
That's
otherwise, I would definitely be there. I'm quite gutted.
I'm joking.
To be missing out on it all. Bad planning on my part. Also, I just want to say a big thank you to Alston's Upholstery, who sponsored the event.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Big thanks to them, because it's, you know, it's those local businesses that enable us to put on things like this. And also the Essex, country club there, the gym, they've done a special deal for anyone that signs up to help get you fit, ready
for
this challenge. They've got the same equipment that was used in the Olympic 2012 village in their gym. So they're doing a special deal for people, no minimum contract, which is quite amazing. For a gym, obviously, way, and they'll do a program for you to get you fit up to the right level in time for the challenge actually happening.
Brilliant.
And we're going to do our like after meal there, because obviously it's back at Earl's Con, and the airbase is quite near to the Essex, so we're going to have our sort of afterwards meal, everyone getting together,
kind of like a celebratory finish
meal,
dinner.
It's going to be lovely.
Excellent. Yeah. That's amazing. So all the details in essexairambulance.uk.com. Thank you very much for coming in, Dawn.
No, it's a pleasure
to meet you.
It
sounds like an amazing thing. And if you get any more things like this, okay, and it happens to be on a weekend that I can do as well, because I must admit, it's my birthday that weekend.
How is it?
No, it's not on my
birthday.
But I am actually already busy that weekend, I'm afraid. But otherwise, I'd happily scribble my name on the back of that card there you've given me.
I'm sure we can think of something else for you to do.
If you think of something, you let me know, and we'll happily come along and help you out where we can. It's always a pleasure.
Great.
Thanks for coming in, Dawn.
No problem.
Much appreciated.
Thank you.